Yes, could you say something about what you think is the effect of all this sophisticated computer gerrymandering between, you know, on the part of both parties, and what do you think the long-term effects is on the political system, on the society? Is it good or bad, or, I mean, what are the practical consequences?
I think it's unhealthy. I think that over the long haul, I redistricted in Texas. I've been on the wrong side of the gerrymander. When I moved to Texas in 1977, out of 150 members of the Texas House, there were 13 Republicans. And out of 31 members of the Texas Senate, there were 3 Republicans. And we had gone for a small period of time without electing a Republican governor. 114 years. And we got one by accident in 1978, Bill Clements. And I was working for him in 1981 when we did redistricting. And, you know, we literally did it with calculators and yellow pads and, you know, big maps with magic markers. And by the time redistricting came around in 1991, it was pretty darn sophisticated. And then by 2001, it was the Starship Enterprise. And what it's allowed us to do is to draw districts in which there's no commonality of community interest, in which they are horribly gerrymandered for either elect a Democrat or elect a Republican, and very little that are really up for grabs. Now, that's not every state, and that's not every situation. But I think it's fundamentally unhealthy, because at the end of the day, it causes people, once they get in there, not to worry about not being there. And that doesn't mean they become more true to their principles. It means they become more Washington. Now, that may be fine for the other party because they are more Washington, but for our party, it's not good. And I would rather have a situation where people had to compete for the vote, and it wasn't a lay-me-down 70-30, 80-20 district, but was something where they knew they had to go home and articulate our principles and advocate our vision and defend their actions. And I don't think it's an accident that some of the races that we lost this year, we lost in districts that the president carried overwhelmingly, and yet the Republican lost, and it was because they'd lost touch with what the people back home wanted them to do. So I'm all for trying to get fair advantage, but I'm certainly not for, you know, you cannot duplicate the experience of Iowa and have, you know, wise men who actually create a, you know, fair and competitive environment. It's an ugly political process, but we ought to be careful about letting redistricting get so fancy and so sophisticated like it is today, where you're literally drawing blocks and parts of streets and putting them in one district because it adds a few more Republicans or a few more Democrats, and losing the broader picture, which is our party and our cause, our philosophy, our advantage when we're forced to compete. We believe, after all, in the marketplace of capitalism. We also believe in the marketplace of ideas, and people who are out there articulating our conservative philosophy can draw people into politics and draw them into voting who are otherwise going to be turned off by the whole process.